Senate Democrats propose $2,000 monthly payments for coronavirus relief. By Hannah Blow on May 8, 2020. Three progressive senators released the details of their monthly Economic Crisis Support Act on Friday, which proposes to give most Americans $2,000 per month, ending 3 months after the Department of Health and Human Services declares the public health crisis over. Senators Kamala Harris, DCA, Bernie Sanders, IVT, and Ed Markey, DMA, on Friday announced their pitch for additional cash relief payments to Americans in response to the coronavirus pandemic, a crisis that sparked nationwide lockdowns, suffocating the economy and leading to millions of Americans reporting job losses. Under their proposal, individuals making up to $120,000 per year would be entitled to a $2,000 monthly relief check, up from the $1,200 cash relief payment made to most Americans via the CARES Act passed in March. The amount would increase to $4,000 for married couples who file jointly and would provide $2,000 for each child, up to three, up from the $500 each provided in the $2 trillion CARES Act. Not only would qualifying Americans be entitled to the money during the crisis, they would be entitled to a retroactive payment to March. Additionally, the payments would extend 3 months after HHS determines that the Public Health 20 emergency declared by such secretary under Section 21319 of the Public Health Service Act, 42 U.S.C. 22247D, on January 31, 2020, with respect to COVID-2319, has ended, per the measure. According to Politico, the cash payments would be issued regardless of whether people have a social security number or filed taxes last year. The proposal comes as House Democrats rush to hammer out the details of what could be another multi-trillion-dollar coronavirus relief measure. According to Politico, senior Democratic aide said Pelosi and the committees will be working through the weekend on the package, but the content of the coming measure remains largely unknown, even among Democrats. Still, several Democrats have privately complained they have no idea what will be in the final legislation, waiting like most of Washington for when Pelosi releases the text, the outlet reported.